your host, and this is the Today Show Starting Remo. This is a podcast that focuses that compare the book Divergent with real life. Veronica Roth is the author of his book. And here, my guest, Jacinta and Asuncion.
Hi, I'm Asuncion.
Hi, I'm Jacinta, and we're students from St. George's College.
Now, I'm going to tell you a little summary about Divergent. Divergent is a book in which we are presented with a futuristic world in which there is a dystopia. The society is divided into five factions: Dauntless, Abnegation, Candor, Enmity, and Erudite, which have different virtues. Each person chooses their faction in a ceremony, in which you drop blood on the faction that prefers each person. But to orient yourself a bit, there is a mental test in which you have to pass different tests. Beatrice is the main character of this book. She managed to pass all these mental tests, which nobody has gone before. It was there where she realized that she was divergent. She chose Dauntless, that they are the bravest, the guardian of the city. Jacinta is going to talk about the ages in her school.
In school, in junior year, we have to choose something called the ejes. There are five of them: mathematical, scientific, artistic, humanist, and a music one. Every student is free to choose any of them. Just like in Divergent, they get to choose factions. Each one of them brings you different things. But there is the difference that here we got to choose but what you are good at, and not what your complete personality is like in the book. But in both, you can pick about what you like.
Making this type of decision is really important because it tells you somehow what you want to do in the future, probably what your job is going to be. So they are very life-changing in both cases. In the book, picking factions, or the ejes in real life. Also, both of them teach you things that even if you don't work in that exact thing specifically, it can be a tool that will help you in the future.
Asuncion, do you have something to add?
Yes, that in school we always have to make choices.
Okay, and now Asuncion, tell us about the persecution of the Second World War.
There was people who persecuted the Jews for being different. The Nazis accused Jews of our Germany's problem, poverty, unemployment, and the defeat in the First World War. In the book, they persecuted the Divergent people because they were a danger to the system, since they did not belong to any faction, and could destroy the society. By which we can conclude that the book it looks like problems that humanity had. In comparison with these two issues, in both pursued innocent people for being different from the rest. And we can also see that the author based in real problems of the world to do in this book.
Do you have something to add?
No, it's okay.
What aspect of the Divergent society can happen in real world in the future?
If our world gets destroyed, we could create a new society, similar to the one in the book, because we need a society with rules and order.
Yes, if we start a society from nothing, we're not going to know how it's going to end. With new ideas, it could get bad and dangerous.
think we should do is being polite, kind, and respectful between each other. This way, we will avoid problems, or maybe we could resolve them in a good way. Accepting others' opinion and points of view. But if we become being rude, people between each other, fighting and discussing everything and not listening to each other, probably we will have to apply some of these things that happen in the book Divergent. People could fight against the authority for not being in agreement with them and not be respectful with the different opinions.
I agree, just like Tris does in the book. Since she don't fit in this society created, she is called a rebel, which means that she fights against the ones who are in charge.
In conclusion, we think yes, because in real life, we choose what we want to study and be in the future, but we must have good results at the school and in the final test, or you will have a few options for studying, and probably you won't study what you will love to. And on the other side, we have the faction of Divergent, where you just choose what you want to be, without needing good results in a test or other things like that. You are just free to decide which faction you want to be loved the rest of your life. Lastly, people could get extremely competitive.
Yes, because there would be new rules and they wouldn't know how to live with them.
In conclusion, we should be very careful with all of these things, because a little problem or little fight can be transformed to big words, like the one we have had lot of time in our story, and a big fight where no one accepts a treatment of peace can make that our society changed to a society like the one of Divergent.
Now I'm going to tell you the question that Asuncion and Jacinta will answer in a moment. What is necessary to do to prevent some of the things of the novel to becoming a reality?
People respecting authorities and the rules of the society. And not just that, also being respectful with everyone in general, trying to not be in trouble, resolving problems by talking and not fighting, because that could get bigger, dangerous, causing the destruction of our world.
Accepting that everyone have different opinion and no one thinks exactly like me, and not everyone has the same taste, and above all that, no one is equal to no one. And all people must be accepted for what they are and not change to be accepted by the society.
Question number two. Are any good things that you could add in the society from the book?
Yes, because in the book you didn't need grades to enter what you want and just need to be good at what you like. Instead of here, you need to know everything to do the puzzle. And in the book Divergent, you just need to choose what you want instead of the actual word that you need to do a test to enter to you would like to be in the future?
And also, if you're lost and don't know what to pick, they have the aptitude test that defines what they should pick by seeing what they're better at and what their personality is like. And that for me would be very helpful because at the moment, I don't know what I want to study, so I would like to take a test that read my mind and help me choose a career more confidently.
Question number 3. Do you think we should be more careful with these things?
For everyone to be safe and not living thinking that a war could come any minute, it's scary. And above that, it's when we think of what could happen to our society after, if it could get like the one on Divergent.
And if we're not careful with these things before we say, maybe in the future, the society could be completely different and similar to the book. Thank you, Remo, for the interview. And it was great to be able to talk about the Divergent book and to compare it with the actual world.
Bye, Remo. Thank you for having us. It was really fun. I had a great time. Thank you so much.
Hopefully, you enjoyed the duration of starting Remo and learned from this novel. And at the same time, we realized that our society may possibly need in the future another organization, as in the case of Divergent, which exists another political order. In conclusion, Divergent is a book that shows us a society that is different than ours. We have some similitudes like the ones mentioned by Jacinta and Asunción. The community of Divergent has some good things but is mostly bad, and if we destroyed our world, we could change our society to one like the one created by Veronica Roth. So we should be careful and take care of our world by following the rules and not fighting people who think different. We should keep the pace and be grateful of the world that we live in.